Riverview Gardens Superintendent Scott Spurgeon roams the halls of Glasgow Elementary School. On a recent morning, the former minor league baseball player turned educator rallies students waiting outside the classroom.
Did you guys read last night, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Classroom assignments that have earned high marks are taped all over the hallways. Visual aids in Spurgeon's push to ramp up academic achievements in the unaccredited school district in North St. Louis County. But before revamped teaching styles could take hold, Spurgeon had to scrub clean a corrosive problem. Too many students missing too much school.
It was probably the first and foremost message that I came out with. In order for your child to get better, we've got to have them here at school.
A little more than 3 out of 10 Riverview Gardens students missed enough school to be considered chronically absent last year. That's defined as not being in class 10% or more of the time for any reason. Students missing that much school can place a massive hurdle in the district's sprint to earn back its state accreditation. But until recently, it was a problem hidden in the numbers.
The students that were here all the time always made up for those students that had chronic absenteeism issues.
For years, schools have tracked the daily attendance for all students in a building. But the equation has a blind spot. It doesn't account for individual students missing an excessive amount of school. Missouri recently started tracking the attendance of individual students under something called 90-90. And Spurgeon says that completely reframes attendance numbers.
The 90-90 changed the game. I mean, it literally made an about-face and turned it, because 90-90, it literally looks at each individual child.
And the bar is now set at having 90% of students in school or in a distance learning program 90% or more of the time.
Well, we did find out that attendance for certain students has been masked. We have a lot of kids who are not attending school.
Margie Van Deven is Deputy Commissioner of Learning Services for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
When a student is chronically absent, they continue to catch up on their own work, but it also slows down the whole class. You play a lot of catch up when students are absent.
Study after study has found that lost learning time often means lost potential. Hedy Chang directs Attendance Works, a national initiative geared toward reducing chronic absenteeism.
Early grades, not to end up reading at grade level by the end of third grade, by middle and high school. It's highly correlated with doing much worse on math, and it's actually an early warning sign of dropout.
And this takes us back to Glasgow Elementary School in Riverview Gardens. That's where fifth grade math teacher Elizabeth McClenahan is getting students ready to take state exams.
So that way, when you come across that math test, you feel like, okay, I know how to do this.
A mix of closely monitoring student data and direct outreach has more kids in Riverview Gardens coming to school every day. And Superintendent Scott Spurgeon draws a straight line between attendance and earning back state accreditation.
First and foremost, if the students aren't here, we can't help them learn. And if we can't help them learn, then for them to be prepared to take that assessment in April and May coming up here pretty soon is a complex issue.
Students will begin taking state assessments next month, and more kids exposed to new teaching styles has Spurgeon bullish on their odds. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.